Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to Tavros Automotive Components Limited Q2 and H1 FY 2023 earnings conference call. This conference call may contain forward-looking statements about the company, which are based on the beliefs, opinions, and expectations of the company as on date of this call. These statements are not guarantees of future performance and involve risks and uncertainties that are difficult to predict. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touchtone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Anuj Talwar, Joint Managing Director of Tavros Automotive Components Limited. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you so much. Very good afternoon, everybody, and a very warm welcome to our Q2 and H1 FY 2023 earnings call. I hope you all are staying safe and healthy. On the call today, I'm joined by Mr. Naveen Juneja, our Director on the Board and our Group CFO, SGA, our IR advisor. The results and the presentation are uploaded on the stock exchange and the company website. Happy to announce that company has delivered its highest ever quarterly sales of 162 crores for the quarter. It's the highest ever that we have achieved in this uncertain times. Let me begin with the industry and the economy overview. The auto and the auto component space is progressing well and is in a high growth trajectory, with demand coming from all segments. Although commercial vehicles is yet to pick up, but what we hear from the industry leaders and the pioneers, this will start picking up November, December, January, February, March onwards. Passenger vehicles, as you know, is going through a boom of an all-time. The current festive season ended up being the best for business in the previous 4 years, as the Federation of Automobile Dealers Association reported that October's retail sales of automobiles in India increased by 48% on a yearly basis. All vehicle categories, including passenger vehicles, commercial vehicles, two-wheelers, tractors, three-wheelers, outperformed the same time last year. As I mentioned to you, commercial vehicle is picking up. We're seeing a lot of spend by the government and the private sector on CapEx. A lot of highways are built in the country. A lot of warehouses are being built. You're seeing a lot of airports being built in tier two, tier three cities. Small hotels are being built. For this sector is very important, and this will come through good very soon. The passenger vehicle segment recorded highest ever half yearly sales on the back of a robust demand and improvement in supply of semiconductors. On the raw material front, while the prices of metals such as steel and aluminum softened, energy and crude costs continue to remain elevated. At Tavros, we do import a lot of materials from the U.S. and Europe and have been hit and dented slightly by these raw material prices. We're working with our customers to get the price increases, and this Naveen Juneja can explain to you better than I can in the Q&A section. The company delivered its highest ever quarterly sales of 162 crores for the quarter, a growth of 12% YOY. Our EBITDA increased by 8% to 22 crores, and PAT increased by 18% YOY to rupees 13 crores. For H1 FY 2023, our top line grew by 11%, EBITDA grew by 9%, and our PAT grew by 18%. We are continuously looking to increase our share with existing customers and added new customers across geographies, which will help us grow and gain market share in the coming years. As you all may know, our exports continue to be around 24%-25% of our turnover, and our endeavor is in the next 2 to 3 years, get this up to at least 28%. And believe you me, we're getting a lot of requirements and inquiries from markets such as USA and others. Not only the existing customers, but we also added new customers, you know, such as off-highway construction and which is working out well. We had mentioned that during the first quarter, the company had received a multi-year order worth 400 crores for domestic and overseas customers across all divisions and various segments. In Q2 FY23, the company has begun implementation of these orders. We have begun trials, and our customers are very happy with the quality of the products. As mentioned earlier, these products are products such as heat shields, which is a new technology, and also products such as control arms through our Manilijuan venture, which is going into electric vehicles of Tata Motors. And of this entire order book of about 400 crores, about 18% will be directly into the EV space. We're also looking, as I mentioned to you earlier, looking at getting some more orders in the export space, in a different category, which is the lawnmower space, some marine applications, some industrial applications, off-road construction equipment, as well as direct entry into domestic electric vehicle space, which we will notify you in the coming quarters once we have closed them. Our subsidiaries, that are joint ventures, have done extremely well, mainly due to the fact that they have been associated with the PV space, and they have really been growing at double digits. During H1 FY23, of our domestic sales, 24% was contributed by 2 and 3 wheelers, 33% was by the PV segment, 24% by commercial vehicles, 9% by agriculture and off-roaders, and the balance of 10% was by others. As mentioned to you earlier, exports contributed 25% of our income from operations. 17% of the gaskets revenue came from exports, which used to be 10 to 12% a few years back. And in the forging business, 51% came from the exports, although slightly down in the last couple of quarters because of Europe semiconductor issues, which we'll explain to you in the Q&A segment. We are determined to achieve higher operational excellence, enhance product quality, increase customer base, and have a wider geographical presence. With this, I request Mr. Juneja, our CFO, to update you on the financial performance. Thank you.
Thank you, Anuj. Good afternoon and a warm welcome to all the participants. Let me begin with the financial overview. Our total revenue for Q2 FY23 stood at 162.2 crores as against 145.7 crores, a growth of 11% on YoY basis. For H1 FY23, our revenue stood at 316.9 crores as against 284.5 crores, a growth of 11% on YoY basis. EBITDA for Q2 FY23 stood at 22.1 crores as against 20.4 crore, a growth of 8% on YoY basis. And for H1 of FY23, EBITDA stood at 42.9 crores as against 39.5 crores, a growth of 9% on YoY basis. EBITDA margins for Q1 of FY23 stood at 13.6%, and for H1 FY23 stood at 13.5%. PAT for Q2 of FY23 stood at 13.1 crore as against 11.1 crore, a growth of 17% on YoY basis. And for H1 of FY23, PAT stood at 25 crores as against 21.1 crore, a growth of 18% on YoY basis. ROC and ROE for H1 of 23 stood at 14.6% and 15.1% respectively. In the gasket division, including Nippon Nicholas Turbos, for Q2 of FY23, our standalone gasket sales were 107 crores as against 91 crores in Q2 of FY22, a growth of 18%. Total revenue of Nippon Nicholas was 25 crores in Q2 of FY23 as compared to 23 crores in Q2 of FY22, a growth of 11%. For H1 of FY23, our standalone gasket sale was 213 crores as against 179 crores in H1 of FY22, a growth of 19%. Total revenue of Nippon Leakless was 47 crores in H1 of 23 as compared to 36 crores in Q2 of H1 of FY22, a growth of 32%. This segment saw a combined EBITDA of 20.3 crores in Q2 of FY23 versus 18 crores in Q2 of FY22, a growth of 13%. Or for H1 of FY23, this segment saw a combined EBITDA of 38.9 crores as against 32.2 crores, a growth of 21%. Now coming to our forging division. Revenue of forging division in Q2 of FY23 degrew by 1%, it's more or less flat, at 54.7 crores as against 55 crores in Q2 of FY22. In H1 of FY23, the revenue degrew by 3% to 102.9 crores as against 106.2 crores in H1 of FY22. EBITDA for Q2 of FY23 degrew by 5% to 7.5 crores as against 7.9 crores in Q2 of FY22. In H1 of FY23, EBITDA degrew by 9% to rupees 14.1 crores as against 15.6 crores in H1 of FY22. For Magneti Marelli Chassis Private Limited, revenue for Q2 of FY23 stood at 55 crores versus 40 crores in Q2 of FY22, registering a growth of 36% in on YOY basis. For H1 of FY23, revenue stood at 100 crores versus 72 crores, a growth of 38% on YOY basis. First and our last joint venture, Turbos Margo Private Limited, revenue stood at 20 crores in Q2 of FY23 versus 12 crores in Q2 of FY22, registering a growth of 58% on YOY basis. For H1 of FY23, revenue stood at 36 crores as against 25 crores, a growth of 47% on YOY basis. We are confident towards achieving growth throughout the year and believe that the margins are sustainable and there is a scope of improvement in that also. This is all from our side and I would now like to open the floor to questions and answers. Thank you.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. Reminder to the participants, anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one at this time. The first question is from the line of Chika Mehta from Equity Capital. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir. Congratulations on a great set of numbers. I just have a few questions. So could you shed some light on the kind of demand and order book we're seeing for the heat shields currently?
Yeah, I would like to do that. We are seeing a good demand in heat shields. In fact, we are getting very good inquiries. But the offtake has yet to start. Maruti will start this month. Hyundai was delayed by 2 months. It will start from December, Hyundai offtake. And third order is of Jimny or Maruti. It was supposed to start from December, but they are now launching the vehicle in first week of April 23. And plus, we are close some good orders from Volvo, export order from Volvo. And we are still in negotiating some other orders from overseas customers and domestic customers. So we are seeing a good offtake. But the clarity will come, more clarity will come in next couple of quarters. We'll see.
Okay, sure. Surely. And could you help me understand our growth better? So if you could break it up, how much has come from new products, how much has come from new customers, how much has come and how much has come from gaining market share from the same customers?
We will show you the data by the end of the year. We are in the process of preparing that, and we are in the process of closing some good more orders in this coming quarters. So I request you to please wait for until the end of the year. We will show you everything about that.
Okay, definitely, sir. So there is a slowdown happening currently in Europe. So are we looking at venturing into other geographies? Could you shed some light on that as well?
Yeah. I think the slowdown which was there is now being seemed to be revived for us. And we are getting my customers. I can talk about my customer in forging. We are primarily in GKN and GLR, and they are showing some good offtakes now. Even GKN has increased their schedules. Plus the new customers which we have closed in UK, this is nothing to do with chips, etc. And this is offloader. And in fact, we are getting very good demand from them. And we told last week that their vendor in Europe has closed down. So they are now started lifting the material by air. So I can see a good offtake from Europe in the coming quarters.
Right, sir. So to put it bluntly, you're not expecting to be impacted very severely.
No. In fact, my supply will increase in the coming quarters.
Because you're adding new customers in the same territory.
And new customers is showing very good.
Yeah.
So and are we adding new countries as well?
Yes.
Not now. We are already there in Europe, US, so export happen in those countries, I think, majorly for us.
Right, sir. And could you also shed some light on the JVs and how they are expected to grow?
Yeah. Nippon Nicholas, as you are aware, it will grow the way the two-wheeler industry of Hero and Honda will grow. Honda is showing good traction in the first two quarters of this year, and Hero have also performed well in the last quarter. Let's see how they do. It will go in the same way. Merrily is growing at a very phenomenal pace. As you can see, in the 6 months they attached a turnover of 100 crores, and I think the way that they are moving, the way they have market share of in Tata Motors with vehicles are growing, the way Maruti is growing, they will grow very fast. Plus they have closed some orders this year also, plus they are on the verge of closing some major orders, and hopefully that this company will grow at a pace of approximately 40-50% per annum in for a couple of years.
Wow, okay.
And last, my JV of Marwanavad is, you can see now, is growing in a big way, and their major customer is Maruti, which is I think growing in a big way. Plus they have now added some more silicone hoses business in the Maruti, plus anti-vibration products have been added. So you can see a growth of around 30-40% in this JV also going forward.
Right. And sir, lastly, could you help me understand our non-auto space better, or is it too nascent to discuss that?
Anuj, let's talk about that.
Non-auto is not that large. We do supply to a few customers in Europe. XGE, it's called INEO now, that industrial component. And also to our customer called Cummins in the U.S. We are supplying to a few marine applications. We have just right now won an order book with a lawnmower maker in the U.S. as well. But like Naveen mentioned, you give us time till end of the year, let's say December 31st. We'll have a better picture for you in terms of new segments, increased market share, new products. So give us time, but that is still, autos still have a major sales on the motor.
Of course. Okay, great, sir. That's all from my end. I'll come back in the queue.
Yeah, thanks.
Thank you. Reminder to the participants, anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one at this time. The next question is from the line of Faisal Hawa from HG Hawa and Company. Please go ahead.
Sir, what has been the ROE and ROC in the recent quarter, September ended? And what is the kind of, raw material cost decrease that we are seeing in this quarter as steel prices, etc., have been pretty much tepid? And sir, can you give some idea on what our revenue as well as profit projections we have for FY24, given that now Maruti and a lot of OEMs in India are really reviving business and they are having order books of almost 6 to 7 months. So what is the kind of order book that we foresee, and do we foresee any kind of business increase from them?
Yeah, and regard, first question is regard the ratios. ROC for the first 6 months is 14.6% and ROE is 15.1%, number one. Regarding your question, second question was, please can you repeat that?
My second question was, sir, with regards to a lot of OEMs now having like almost 6 to 7 months orders and waiting list also. So how we can predict our revenues for FY24 and some profitable projections if you could give.
Revenue projection I can just mention earlier, because my two JVs are based on the passenger vehicles. Now passenger vehicles are growing in a big way at present. Be it Maruti and be it Tata Motors, which are our customers. And two JVs are predominantly working on that, basically my Benetti Marelli and Maruti Lambert. Both are expected to grow at about 30-40% next year, that I can say. Accordingly, the bottom line will also grow.
So good assumption to that our sales will almost grow 30% for FY24?
No, these two JVs are talking about a joint venture.
Overall, Talbros Auto, how much will we grow for FY24?
I think it should be 15% plus.
50?
15.
No.
15,
one
okay.
5. 1.5.
Yeah, 15. Okay. Well.
We are targeting.
You don't get to see the growth of the joint venture in the top line.
We don't get that. But if we consider those numbers also, it will grow by 15% plus easily. But as per NDS, you are aware, because we can't show the top line in NDS number. In the presentation, it's there.
Okay.
In the investor presentation, you can see all the top lines.
Actually, sir, there is a lot of disturbance in your line. I'm just barely able to hear. So you are saying that we will grow 15 to 20% in FY24 revenues?
Yeah, 15% minimum.
But isn't that being too conservative, because we are seeing the entire auto cycle actually reviving?
Yes, auto segment is reviving, but the commercial is still not up to the mark for us. We are majorly in gasket business. We are in commercial sector, and which is major 34%, which is growing not going by 2, 3, 4, 5%, not 10% plus now. But we expect it will grow by that pace of 8 to 10% from January onwards, as told by our customers.
And if you could give some light on our raw material, steel and all, how much has it decreased?
It has cooled down in the sense the prices have cooled down. It's not come down heavily. Steel prices has gone up by 8.5, I think it's by 1st April it has gone by 8,500, for copper July it has come down by 4,000 only. So net increase is there. But my American gasket business, there's a lot of imports coming from Europe and US. In US import we have suffered a lot, because the dollar has gone haywire, but now it starts cooling up. And that has affected my raw material cost a little bit, but we are in the process of recovering the price increases. It will take a couple of quarters to recover that. So that is the situation.
Okay. Thanks a lot, sir.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Jyoti Singh from Arihant Capital Markets. Please go ahead.
Thank you for the opportunity, sir.
My question is on the export side. As currently we have a contribution of 25%. So are we targeting to increase it going forward? And second question is on the CapEx front. How much CapEx we are planning to do for FY23?
First question regarding export, definitely in the next 6 months, you will see a better percentage of export as compared to 25%. Going forward, from next year onwards, next 2 years to 3 years, we are targeting to touch it 30%, and we are quite confident of doing that. With the way my export business, we are anticipating to close some good export businesses. We are quite anticipating that we'll close that to 30%. We'll take it to 30%. And regarding second question of capexes in gasket for this, if we start from 1st October till next March, we are anticipated to do a capex of around 16 to 17 crores. On the forging side, we will do a capex of 25 crores because we are getting some very good orders from our European customers. And new orders we have won from UK. So we are planning to do a capex of 20 crores in that forging business.
Okay. And so currently, how much inventory we are maintaining it?
No, inventory is little bit high on my raw material side. Little bit because there was a shortage of critical raw materials. We imported, being a single source to a lot of customers. We have imported materials in a big way. But the consumption will take some time. And by March, it will come down to normal levels of, say, whatever days is there. Little bit high at present. As on 30 September, but will come down by March. Because some delay in some programs, some schedule changes are there, so it will be recovered. It will come down, sorry.
Okay. And sir, earlier we were targeting CV growth around 12 to 14% CAGR between FY23 to 25. So what's your comment on that?
So of course, everybody is saying it will be like that, but we are not seeing this on ground. We had talked to Cummins. We had, I think, Anuj attended the conference call of Cummins a couple of days back. And we had a talk with Tata Motors also. But they are saying that things are improved from January onwards. They are giving good projection from January onwards.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Reminder to the participants, anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one at this time. The next question is from the line of Niyati Shah from NM Securities. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Thank you for the opportunity. Sir, two questions. Firstly, we received the highest ever quarterly revenue. So was it on account of volumes or realizations? Can you throw some light here?
Sales revenue and a bigger realization as well. But also sales is going up. Our schedules are going up. Our new product development is going up. And obviously there is some pricing increase as well. Both.
Right. That's helpful. And have you added any new customers? And what are our plans on increasing our market share?
We had made a statement in quarter one that we've received orders worth about 400 crores. Across various segments. So those are new customers for you. These are across passenger vehicles. These are across off-roader export customer. This is across EV space. So we did make the announcement for you. We will also, as we said earlier in the call, give us time till about December 31st, a few of the orders that are in the pipeline, let them get closed. But all we can say to you is that we are trying to gain market share in India, domestically, as well as in the export segment. And throughout every aspect, whether it is commercial vehicles, whether it is passenger vehicles, whether it is electrical vehicles, whether it is a different segment altogether, like off-roaders, construction, mining, industrial, we're working on that. We are pretty bullish on our order acquisition.
Right. Thank you. That helps. Thank you.
We're also working on this new government's directive on that biofuel, which is to reduce the oil imports. So with our joint venture, Talbot Marugu, we're also working on a product which will be launched very, very soon, which will enable the use of biofuel.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Shikha Mehta from Equitree Capital Advisors. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir. I just had a follow-up. Could you help us understand the forging division a little better? We saw flat growth this quarter, which is normally a high growth segment for us. So can you help us with the outlook and what happened there?
Yeah, I can do that. Forging, the degrowth you can see is not account of numbers, it's because of the currency. We are exporting in Europe, in Euro, in a big way, 90% by exporting Euro. Last year, same period, the Euro rate was 86 and last quarter it was hovering over 79. So in value terms, it has come down, export realization. But of course, on the other hand, there was a slowdown from the European side also. But in the coming two quarters, we can see a good uptake in forging division, very good uptake. And going forward, it will have a growth of around 20% per annum, minimum, next year.
So could you help quantify how much was the currency effect in forging?
Pardon me, what you said, currently?
The currency impact for forgings, could you help with that if we have a
question? Yeah. Currency impact will be around, but it's currency impact plus these statements we have to do every quarter, at the end of every quarter. This quarter we have a loss of 80 lakhs on account of restatement. But I think it will be set off in the next coming quarter. Now the euro is now gone up. It's 82, 83 at present. So it will not be, this impact will go off. Plus the currency impact, if you compare these two quarters, last year, this year, it is around 2 crore plus.
Okay. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you. Reminder to the participants. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one. The next question is from the line of Aditya Sen from Robo Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi, this is with regard to the forgings division itself. Given that we have increased our capacity from 750 to 2500 metric tons, what would be the optimum capacity utilization going forward, and until when can we achieve that optimum capacity utilization?
This there are two things. One is forging, second is machining. Okay, we do 90% plus is machining also. At present, in rupee terms, if I do that, my capacity is around 19 to 20 crores per annum in forging. If we have 100% machining inside, which we all have at present, we do 30% machining on OSP basis. And going forward, we are planning to add some more presses here. Of 1,010, and with this we are anticipating by the middle of next year we will have a capacity of around 22-23 crores minimum per month. At present my utilization is around 75% in the forging division.
Okay, 75%, right. Thank you, sir. That was my question.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of, before we take the next question, we would like to remind participants to ask questions. Please press star and one. The next question is from the line of Kunal Patel from Equilegent Capital Advisors. Please go.
Yeah, thanks for the opportunity. Sir, my question is regarding our gasket division. Now, gasket is our major contributor, but the growth rate is also pretty slow there. So what is our game plan with regard to gasket? Where do we see gasket division, say, 2-3 years down the line? What steps we are taking to mitigate this slowness in growth because of gasket division? And how do we see other divisions taking over the majority of revenue and minimizing the impact of gasket?
First of all, or Navin, you can answer that, I'll answer.
I'll start with that, you can add to that. First of all, I must say that gasket division is not a slow growing division. In the first Q2, the gasket division grew by 18%. It's not a small growth. Plus, your question is, gasket is a sealing component. Don't say gasket is a sealing component. Now we have added heat shields in that division also. We are entering into heavy commercial vehicles. We are not in passenger vehicles there, number one. We are there in heavy commercial vehicles, offloaders, and we are entering into other segments like Anuj mentioned of companies like aviation, like lawn mowers, etc. Marine. Anuj, now you can continue with that.
So as Naveen mentioned to you, gasket is our strongest division. We have a market share about 52% in our country. We have already aligned ourselves with global OEMs, which are into heavy-duty segments such as, let's say, you know, Cummins or a John Deere or Kawasaki or GE and Volvo, and we're working very strongly with them. I was recently at the Cummins vendor meet in Pune last week. You know, they are very, very bullish. They are still looking at making engines till 2040, 2050. We are aligned with them. I don't see any stress. Obviously, little EV impact will happen in the two-wheeler segment. There's no doubt about it. But for that, you know, you see that how our share in the CV space or the construction space will go up in the gasket division line. Heat shields, which is an added-on product in the gasket business line, will grow immensely in the PV space. And obviously, Tarbus being a very hedged autocom company, you will see forging growing at, let's say, about 20-25%, Marelli growing at about 30-odd%, Maruru growing at about 25%. So they will now take off. You know, they are the younger children. But gaskets as a cash cow for the business will continue to do well and give you better margins going forward.
So where do you see gaskets, say, 3 years down the line? Right now, it's roughly around 500 crores of top line for us, or 450-500 odd crores. So where do you see this division 3 years down?
So it will grow by 15% per annum minimum.
Minimum 15% per annum. Not in 3 years, next 5 years, next 7 years, we'll keep doing.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So 15% CAGR is what you are expecting, and gasket and other divisions would be roughly around 20-25% odd because they are still relatively lower in revenue contribution for us.
Excellent.
Yeah. Okay. Got it. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Participants, to ask a question, you may press star and one. The next question is from the line of Anusha from Shrinath Securities. Please go ahead.
Oh, hi. Thank you. Sir, can you discuss your performance across all segments of two-wheeler, passenger vehicles and other segments for Q2 and H1 FY23?
You want to see the performance?
Performance for two-wheeler, passenger vehicles and other segments. For
Q2 and H1. Yeah. I will do that. Yeah. I will give you for the H1, I can give you if you're okay with that.
Yeah, no problem, sir.
Oh, yeah. Yes, sir. Just a second. 21. Yeah. My for H1, my first 2-3 wheeler business is 24%. Okay. And my passenger vehicle is 33%. SCV and LCV is around 24%. Agri offloader is 9%. And others is 10%.
Sure, sir. That helps. Also, if you can discuss about each joint venture performance during the quarter and what should we expect in the next quarter and FY23.
So, joint venture, just a minute, I will tell you the performance. Just a second. Joint venture. Yeah. On the revenue side, Nippon Nicholas did a top line in just a minute. Just a second. In Q2, I'm talking about Q2 first. Just a second. Let me take all the numbers. What partnership on this. Yeah. On JV basis, I'm talking about Nippon Leakless. Nippon Leakless achieved a turnover of, in the second quarter, of turnover of 25.5 crores approximately, with an EBITDA of 23.28%. Melody achieved a turnover of 54.9 crores with an EBITDA of 9.85%. Morgo Rubber achieved a top line of 19.61 crore with an EBITDA of 5.18%.
Okay, sir. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Ashay Jain from Jain Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi. Couple of questions from my side. Firstly, what is the capacity utilization is on H1 FY23? And yes, any capacity expansion plans for the next year? And if yes, then what kind of revenues can we achieve from that?
Sir, regarding the capacity, I will do that. First, I will talk about the capacity utilization. Let me take out the numbers for me. There's too many papers are there. Just a minute. If you come into gasket, it's around 82%. Capacity utilization, forging is 75%. Mainly is around 80%. Nippon Leakless is around 80%. In Margo Rubber, the two division anti-vibration is around 90%, hose is around 40%. These are the capacity utilization. As regards the capexes, we are, if we add balance of this year plus next year taking forward, around 15 to 16 crores will be the capex in the gasket business. Primarily the capex will be for the new wire harness set, which are which we are expecting to get an increased volume for Tata Cummins. They are forcing us to put that because they are expecting a huge demand next year. Plus, my capex is for the welding machines, imported machine, which is required for the gasket business of Volvo, and my Cummins business going forward. Major capex is in that, and in the forging we are expecting to do a capex around 20 crores, which will take my capacity around 24-25 crore per month, and it basically mix of all presses and my machining lines also in that. Plus my equipment required for tool room, these are two, and from the Marelli side, at present we are, I can't comment because we are expected to close some good orders, so my capex will be finalized after that. And for Morgo, we are doing a capex of around 6 to 7 crores, which will take my top line going up by 25% next year. These are the major capexes we are anticipating. With this, we are expecting a growth of around, in standalone business, around 15-20% growth in standalone business. In the Morgo, we are expecting a growth of 30%. In Magetti, mainly 40% growth. And Nippon will be 10% growth because two-wheeler will grow by that. We expect to grow by 10% only.
Understood. Second question is, who are top customers in gasket and forging business, and how much do top 5 or top 10 contribute to the overall in the business?
Yeah. I will just give you the numbers for that also.
He gave you the percentage, but in gasket, Cummins, Bajaj, Hero, Volvo, Eicher, Cummins USA, Jaguar Land Rover are top customers. In forging, as it here, who is that? Volvo, GKN, BMW.
BMW is a major customer there.
BMW is a big customer there. We've just recently added a JCB in the UK. That will be a large, large customer for the forging business line. But he can give you the percentages of the divisions.
So, if we're coming into the H1, all the gasket top customers, Bajaj number one, then Tata Company. Bajaj was 32 crores, Tata Cummins 30, Tata Motors 15, Volvo Eicher 11, Hero Motor Corp 8. These are the gasket major customers. Forging customers is BMW 26, Dana 20, Jaguar Land Rover 15, Carraro is around 8, then other customers are there. Nippon Leakless, I'm giving you Hero, it is number one, 24 crores. Honda, 14 crores. Now Marelli is Maruti, 44 crores. Tata Motors, 19 crores. Jaguar, 16 crores. Fiat, 14 crores. Maruti, including Suzuki, is around 16 crores. Then other customers are 6 crores, then going down that way. These are my major customers.
Understood. The best part about Calgo's Automotive is that we've remained that not one customer for the group should be more than 8 to 10% at the most, number one. And we across all segments. So if you look at it today, Ray Tata is really doing very, very well, and so is Maruti gaining market share. Our PVs have suddenly accelerating in a very strong manner. Because we have just captured a lot of market share from our competition through our joint ventures and also through our standalone businesses both. So we see good growth next 3 to 5 years. I mean, I think, to be honest with you, I think India is in a great spot. It's in a great spot. I'm currently in the UK at the moment, but I'm seeing a lot of slowdown out here. I'm seeing a lot of inflation out here, but I just see that India is in a very, very sweet spot. And this has been told to us by our customers also, who we meet in the overseas market also. This whole China plus one strategy, this whole strong COVID policy in China, they're coming to us, slowly coming to us.
Yes, sir. That's helpful, sir. That's all from my side. Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, that was the last question. I would now like to hand the conference over to Mr. Anush Talwar for closing comments.
Yeah, thank you so much for everybody who participated today in our earnings call. We remain committed and confident about our growth and going to be in a good position. And I mentioned to you, India is in a good, stable fares, and we're looking at some solid growth and good operational excellence will give us some good margins going forward. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, on behalf of Talbros Automotive Components Limited, that concludes this conference call. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your line.